This is Hired, the Good Karma Brands recruitment show. Looking for your next great career? You're in the right spot. Here's your host, Brian D.
Do I have to be on the air to work with Good Karma Brands? Heck no. Open roll now with our payables team, and we talk to longtime Chicago sports talk legend Mark Silverman about what it means to be a great teammate with Good Karma Brands. That is all coming up on today's edition of Hired, the GKB recruitment show. This is Hired, the GKB recruitment show. My name is Brian Z, your host and the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. A lot of times when I'm looking at resumes with Good Karma Brands, people will ask me, how do I get on the air? How do I get on the soundboard? That's what people think Good Karma Brands, ESPN Milwaukee, WTMJ is. But there are a lot of different roles within Good Karma Brands that have nothing to do with content creation and what's happening on the radio. Joining us now, Darren Mejia from our home office team in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, joining us here on Hired. We've got an account payable specialist role open right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. What is your role and what does your day-to-day look like here with Good Karma Brands in Milwaukee?
Yeah, so I'm the director of accounting here at GKB. Day-to-day operations, we help kind of oversee all the accounting functions for the entire company. So not only our local stations here in Wisconsin, but we have obviously Chicago, Ohio, New York, Florida, LA, Texas, as well as all the other digital locations. So
And for the uninitiated, all of that Good Karma Brands company wide is based here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, our home office, right? We've got offices and radio affiliates and local brands in New York, Chicago, Los Angeles, Milwaukee, Madison, Beaver Dam, West Palm Beach, Cleveland. But our home office, all of the accounts payable and receivable, HR, the things that make a business go are housed right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Paint the picture of what that side of the office for us, but that office looks like for people that don't know. How many teammates work in that, and what is that team like to work for, Dan?
Yeah, we've got a nice sized accounting team here in the home office. A couple accounts receivable specialists. This accounts payable specialist will be part of my team, and we definitely. What's cool about our job is that we're not specific to just Milwaukee or the home office. Like I mentioned, we help out and serve, all the markets across GKB. So that's we're a valuable part of that, of that team.
How did you find your way to Good Karma Brands? You're a relatively new teammate, all things considered. What was the moment where GKB first came onto your radar?
Yeah, so I was born and raised here in Milwaukee and ended up going to UWM and got a job out of college at an accounting firm down here, kind of specific in the investment industry, where I knew I kind of wanted to expand a little bit. So ended up going a manufacturing route after this and was there for a couple of years, had some great bosses that taught me a lot. And I had a recruiter reach out about GKB. I've listened to 620 and ESPN Milwaukee for a long time and thought it was pretty cool because I obviously have a passion for sports and being able to kind of combine school and what I love worked out pretty good.
Darren Mejia, our guest here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. He spearheads our accounting efforts in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, across Good Karma Brands. Before we get into the account payable specialist role that's currently posted at goodkarmabrands.com/careers, core values, obviously at the heart of what we do. I'm sure you're going to consider them throughout this hiring process. They are work hard, be honest, over-deliver, listen, follow through, and teamwork. I'm curious for you, early on in your GKB time, which one of those resonates the most with you at this point in your career?
I would say probably teamwork. Yeah. I really have never been part of an organization that truly does one, care about you, but then wants you to succeed. It starts from the top, from Craig, and that obviously resonates down to the rest of the team, and specifically in the home office, where we've got a lot of people that they have your back, and that's a cool. It's unique. I feel like it's unfortunate, but it's unique in today's kind of workplace.
Yeah, and I think it's unique for your role, this role that you're hiring for, and really every home office role, because you are interacting with every teammate across the company coast to coast, right, in a lot of different ways, where in my specific role, I would say 75 to 80% of my interactions are with teammates that I can see their faces every single day. But I think your role predicates underscoring teamwork to the nth degree, right? Because if you're not working as a team, really minute little details can, I would imagine, fall through the cracks pretty easily.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And then, I mean, this role needs to have, you know, excellent, you know, attention to detail, good time management. You got to be able to prioritize because we're like you mentioned, we're supporting the whole, you know, the entire company across everywhere. So, yeah, you need to have, you know, good time management and kind of being able to keep everything straight and organized because at, you know, different times of the month, it's obviously busier than others. But I think for the most part, that person needs to have that good time management skill.
So let's talk about this account payable specialist role. It's available for you right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. I got to believe for a role like this in particular, where you're dealing with money, there are some prerequisites where you can't probably just hire a teammate that doesn't have previous experience with accounting and things of that nature. What are some of the X's and O's before we get into, you know, special GKV things that you'll be looking for throughout the interview process? What are some of the prerequisites that you know, applicants need to have in order to be considered for this role?
Yeah, I would say we would like at least full, you know, 3 years or full cycles, like in a current accounts payable role, which would be nice. So you're very familiar then with the overall process, the month end close timeline. You got to be proficient in, you know, your Microsoft products, Excel, Word. We use specifically here Oracle NetSuite. And then, yeah, I think you just got to have a personal sense of responsibility and wanting to kind of go above and beyond, because this role, you really, if you put in a lot to it, a lot will come out to it and it will set some really good processes up. So,
what are some of the things that make candidates jump out when you're sifting through resumes? And I think, you know, I've gone through this process in a different way with, you know, radio producers, with on-air hosts. I don't think there's a lot of difference in terms of the role you're hiring for when it comes to the things that stick out for a GKB teammate. What are some of those things that pop off the page and make people stick out?
I think a good variety of experience is really unique. I mean, I personally don't necessarily like people that, you know, have every 4 or 5 months they're going to a new company, because we want, if we're hiring here at, you know, GKB, we want people to stay, teammates to stay a little bit. And I think just a good diverse background would be cool. It's like I've seen a couple different industries in my career where I think that you learn something everywhere you go, and
totally,
that's very valuable.
Yeah, I think that's a great answer. The other thing, and I'd be curious to hear your opinion on this as a hiring manager yourself, one of the things that goes miles and miles and miles at a place like this is some knowledge. And you don't have to know every nook and cranny of GKB, but some knowledge about who we are, what we do, how we operate, why we operate the way that we do. I love hearing that people did a little bit of research about what Good Karma Brands is and why it's a place they want to be a part of.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Even when I was interviewing a little over 2 years ago, I knew about WTMJ and ESPN Milwaukee, but I actually didn't know about The Truth or just the Tundra Trio or anything else that, you know, Good Karma Brands has under their portfolio. So it was actually really cool to dive in and understand kind of their whole business model. And it's really cool.
Darren Mejia of our accounting team joining us here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. Good Karma Brands currently hiring for an account payables specialist full-time in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to support the entire company coast to coast, but based out of Milwaukee in Good Karma Brands home office. Couple of more for you, Darren. You referenced your own interview process. I think it would be enlightening for people listening to hear what a GKB interview process is like. My manager, Greg Scalzo, used the phrase from soup to nuts, which I had to Google what that meant, but maybe somebody will realize what that is. What's that interview process like from front to back? Paint the picture for people.
I don't think I've ever had as many interviews for a job before I interviewed for this role at Good Karma, but I actually, seeing it and living it and now coming through the other side and interviewing, you know, potential teammates myself, I actually understand why. Is we we need the potential applicant to be a good fit for us and then us to be a good fit for that potential applicant. And I think it's really cool that we take the time and so many different teammates take the time to interview potential new teammates where other interviews I've had is like, yep, you talk to a few people and you're like, all right, sure, you're hired and you find out. But like you go through the entire process and then it ends with an interview with Craig. So it's a really, really cool part of it. I mean, you cross a number of different levels, different teammates of different levels where you kind of get a full picture of what it's going to be like working here, which is cool.
Yeah, a couple different things to emphasize there, I think, and you're spot on. Our interview processes are long and not arduous, but like they're thorough. Like, and I think it's because we want to get the right people, not the best people, but the right people. I'm a big hockey fan. One of my favorite movies is Miracle. And when he's putting that 1980 U.S. Olympic hockey team together, Herb Brooks gets challenged on the roster. And he says, I'm not looking for the best players. I'm looking for the right ones. And I think that's GKB's philosophy. The two things that stuck out hearing you speak were, number one, it's a lot of different people doing the hiring process. It's the team hiring. It's not Darren hiring or Brian hiring. It's Good Karma Brands hiring. And I think our hiring process represents that. And then the fact that, you know, the last step is talking to Craig Karmazin, the founder and CEO for a company that has 500 plus teammates. I think that's a unique thing. And it shows how much getting the right teammates in here matters to the person at the top.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it is really cool that he does take the time to meet with everybody. Even here in Milwaukee, he'll have remote interviews with teammates all across the country. And I think that's a cool little perspective on kind of the company culture as a whole. It's like it's important enough that he's making the time to meet with a new potential teammate, every single one. So,
all right, last thing for you, Darren. And once again, you can apply for the open accounts payable specialist role based out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. It's available for your application right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. Darren, thank you so much for jumping on Hired. We appreciate you. Once again, apply for the account payable specialist role right now at goodkarmabrands.com/careers. More next on Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show. Our next guest can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe he's a part of the longest tenured radio show in the history, the illustrious history of Chicago sports talk radio. It is Mark Silverman, Sylvie of Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000 in Chicago. Sylvie, thank you for jumping on, man. Is that correct? How long have you been doing sports talk in the great city of Chicago?
Well, so Waddle and me have the longest running sports show, like you said, in the history of Chicago sports radio, where there hasn't been a change in the co-host or anything like that. There have been other guys who have done their slots longer, but they changed the co-host and everything. Waddle and Sylvie is the longest running show. It is 18, going on 18 years. We started, it's been over 18 years because we started right after the Bears were in the Super Bowl, the last time, Brian. I know you'll probably give me some crap about that. But it was so right after the 06 season in early 2007, we started together. And here we are in 2025, and we continue to love it. And I feel like we're still really good at what we do.
It's been an amazing run. It's awesome to listen to. So it's 18 as a show, but a much shorter period with Good Karma Brands. Walk me through that transition for you. Before we get into these big eight questions about what it means to be a great teammate with Good Karma Brands, what was that transition from the Disney Corporation to Good Karma Brands like for you?
Scary. If we're being totally honest, like Carmen always tells a story that I'll get to here in a minute. But so it's 2019, and at that point, I was hired by ESPN in 1998. So when ESPN purchased ESPN 1000 or 1000, I was an initial hire and I'm the last initial hire. So whatever anniversary ESPN 1000 has, it's my anniversary at the station as well. So for instance, we're 27 years now as a radio station and I've been there for 27 years. So all these years then, it's what, 21 years or something like that. My math stinks. But yeah, 20 plus 1 equals 21. So 21 years I'm there. And then you're an owned and operated station by ESPN. It's all I've ever known at 1000. And you're like, oh, new owners. And Trog shows up and there's Craig. And when you hear about that, you know, so we're in the elevator. Danny Zetterman, me and Carmen are in the elevator. And he looks at us and he says, we're because we didn't know when we were meeting, when we were called this meeting, and now the meeting room where Craig does the 12Q and all the big meetings that we do at the station. Back then, if we were brought to this, like, we didn't know why they called the meeting. It was an all-staff meeting. But soon then I reached out to Hammer and some of the other people who have worked there that I knew through the business. And they said, you guys are going to be great. And we quickly found out that we're not it's actually the best thing to ever happen to the radio station. And I say that as someone who loved working for ESPN. But Brian, as you know, as a longtime GKB guy, and it was why I wanted, and I'm going on it for a long time here, it was why when they purchased LA and New York, I volunteered, because I always remember the crew that came to Chicago to sort of verify for the leaders that, hey, no, this is a good place to be at. And it's why I volunteered, and I was very adamant that I contacted Craig and Steve, and I said, can I go to LA? Can I be a part of that crew that I saw in Chicago? Because I wanted to tell everybody in LA, guys, you're not screwed. This is going to be the best thing to ever happen to ESPN LA, and I continue to shout it from the mountaintops.
Well, I think that's an awesome story, and I think, you know, walking through these Big Eight questions that we ask all of our guests across GKB on a weekly basis is just going to underscore that story and your experience with GKB over the last 5 or 6 years. Sylvie, question one, do I have to be a big sports fan to work with Good Karma Brands? I know that you are. Obviously, it's the straw that stirs the drink in what you do every day, but do teammates have to be gigantic sports fans to work here?
No, I don't believe so, no. And I think that if you're fully invested in the team aspect of this, you know, partners, teammates, and what we do here at Good Karma Brands, those are always the thing, fans, teammates, and partners, if you are illustrating that, then, you know, you could have a limited sports knowledge, but dive into whatever role you're supposed to be in. So, you know, I always think it's good to be as well-rounded as possible. So if you're actually on our show and you don't know anything about Chicago sports, that's going to be a tough fit. But if you're just saying for GKB, I think, like, it's pretty simple that, you know, be a good teammate, understand what you're doing for fans, and look for partners and continue to value those partnerships.
All right, question two, Sylvie. And Mark Silverman of ESPN 1000 in Chicago is our guest here on Hired, the GKB recruitment show. It is said in some circles, Sylvie, that GKB is not for everybody. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Yeah, I would agree. Like, I think it's a nuanced answer. I think this is the most inclusive place that I've ever worked for. You know me, Brian, I've got a ton of opinions. And with many bosses back in the day, if I would shout my opinions or explain my opinions, they would not be heard. Here, there's no promises. The thing that I always say to people, there's no promises that Craig is going to take what I have to say, or Keith or Danny or Evan or whoever I'm looking towards. But they're going to sit and they're going to listen. And I believe that they're going to say, okay, let's process this. And here's why it doesn't work. Or here's why this doesn't necessarily fit. So if you don't work your ass off, GKB won't be a good fit. If you don't think outside the box, and what I love most about GKB is I feel like we don't evolve with the business that we're in. We're evolving ahead of the business. It's always what we're trying to do things, and we're not scared to be different. So if you're a dude who thinks, I've been at ESPN for 27 years, I know how to do things, you're not gonna fit. Take it from someone who's been in the business 27 years. You must evolve. You have to add to the culture, as people like to say. So this can be the best place you've ever worked, But there are standards here that you have to fit into.
And I think a lot of those standards, Sylvie, revolve around our core values. They're at the heart of everything that we do as GKB. Listen, be honest, work hard, over-deliver, follow through, and teamwork. At this point in your career, which one of those resonates the most with you?
Listen. I think, and Brian, when I speak to kids too, or like when I say kids, like people in high school who want to do what we do,
sure.
Or if I'm talking to a college kid who is wanting to be me, like this used to be me, it's still surreal, even though I've done this so long, I was the kid calling the people in the business in high school. I shadowed Mark Jean Greco in seventh grade, who was a longtime sports broadcaster. I knew I always wanted to do this. So what I always explain to people, our title, or, you know, it's looser now to what we do. Because it's not just a talk show, you know, it's total content. But as a talk show host, talk is the first thing listed. And I think it's the most overvalued part of our job. And I believe listening is the most undervalued, underappreciated. And it's not underappreciated in my world. It's how we do things. If you're not listening to the co-host, you're screwed. If you're not listening to the person you're interviewing, you're screwed. If you're not listening to your producers or your bosses, you're screwed because we're not moving. So you must listen. And it's sort of what I brought up, what I love most about our leaders and who run everything that we do here at Good Karma. They'll always listen.
Sylvie, earlier in our conversation, you referenced GKB's culture. And it's something that's hard to define, I think, but pretty easy to feel when you're in it. Do you think teammates have to fit within that culture in order to be successful here?
No, and I think Craig has explained this. And this is something that maybe a year ago I would have answered yes. You know, you must fit into the culture. But I think what GKB likes to say is you have to add to the culture that we have. So it's there. And it is, like Brian, like going back to these early stages of GKB, and I'm not, like, you know me, I'm an open book. So like at first you're like, this is a cult. What is this? What are we doing here? That here's the core values. Here's the three things that are important. Here are the words, the lingo that we use. We don't close deals. We open deals. But once you're involved, and this is what I like to explain to people, that it's not a cult. It's actually the way we operate, and it makes us better because of that. And yes, it may be a cute catchphrase that we don't open deals or we don't close deals. We open partnerships. It's so true. Like if you're not taking care of the need of our partners when we sign the deal, and it's not like, I love texting people. I love, what do you guys need from me? Because if they're not happy, they're not going to be a true partner. And so I think that if you add to it and you understand what the core values are, we're all unique, add to it with those things being understood initially.
Halfway home through the Big Eight questions here on Hired with Mark Silverman of ESPN 1000 in Chicago. I'm sure you've seen this, Sylvie, if not experienced it yourself. So many teammates within GKB, myself included, change jobs and positions all the time. Why do you think that happens so frequently with GKB?
Because good work is rewarded. That's what I believe. That's what I've witnessed. Like, I love hearing about like Travis Wacker at our place, you know, where he come up originally at the phone store?
Yeah, he started in our Verizon Wireless division. He worked here at GKB Milwaukee as a event supervisor at street teams, handing out prizes, and has ascended to great things there in Chicago now.
I think this is the thing that GKB, another thing that we've been sort of shown, but if you don't live it, then you don't understand it, that GKB, as we've grown, I don't feel like we feel bigger. Like, it's not getting in the way that I believe what I love, one of the things I love most about GKB is we're nimble enough to move. And I think that goes into what you were saying, Brian, about people who do good work, you could be nimble and say they're really good at this, and they would even add to our success over here now. Like they were a great MC for a local station, but now they're going to be a best fit in digital, or they're going to be a best fit for the network. And I've seen many people go through that. So I love it. And I believe that when people understand that not only can you be here for a while because they appreciate hard work and good work, but you're going to be rewarded and there are growth. If you're not growing, if you're not evolving, you're dying. And I believe that we live by that.
All right, two more for you, Sylvie. In just the time that I've known you, I've watched ESPN Chicago take on the Bears, right? Play-by-play. I've seen the White Sox added to the family. I've seen the local brand there in Chicago start doing shows over play-by-play. So we're flying two planes at O'Hare at the same time, taking off. Why do you think GKB continues to invest in local programming when maybe some others have pared back?
It's such a great point too, because my belief, I don't know if Craig would tell you this. This is my thing. Like there are many times that I think I'm on the same page as Craig or Steve or Evan, and then I'll say it and they'll be like, no, it's not because of that. But like, I believe that when the best time to invest in anything is when the market is low. And like, for instance, I talk about players that way when I go look to bring someone in for the Bulls who never make a move. Like a couple of years ago, I'm like, the Bulls should look into bringing Anthony Davis back home. And it was while he was hurt. It was while he was underperforming with the Lakers. And I'm like, this is the time you buy low. Everyone wants a guy when you buy high. So I believe what GKB does is when other people are selling things off, Craig's looking for growth opportunities. When you think radio stations are the way to go, we're creating partnerships with other streaming platforms and with teams. Where there's an opportunity, we're going to do it, because while we may take a loss initially, it's going to be a win for us because we're going to learn how to adapt and make these things successful.
And just think, if you would have pulled off the Anthony Davis trade, you could have had Luka in Chicago. What about that, huh?
Yeah, exactly, right. That would have gotten Luka, because they would have – but it would have depended – would they have given the Bulls a first round pick? Because anybody who makes the trade with LA, we all know sure that the fix is in.
All right, last one for you, Sylvie. If you had one piece of advice for somebody who is thinking about working with GKB, what would you tell them?
If you're thinking about it, you should definitely do it. But again, there's going to be a lot asked of you, but your work is going to be rewarded. If it's great work, if it's hard work, if you're doing things, and what Keith likes to say too here is, you know, don't be an I think a lot of the core values, while we talk about the ones that you listed, and I mentioned listening or teamwork, they're all pretty common sense, but they're laid out and they're explained to you. So there's no saying, well, I didn't know that. So I think that if you're a hard worker who's talented and can add to the culture, I wouldn't hesitate. I get people, Brian, to leave you on a note that I've become now friends with who have been competitors of mine. And one thing they always ask me is GKB as good as it looks? And my answer to that is yes. So anyone thinking about, and they see a posting and they've heard things, don't be scared, you know, jump in with every ounce of your energy.
Amazing stuff, man. Really enjoyed speaking with you. This was awesome. Thank you so much for being a great GKB teammate, and thanks for jumping on Hired, the GKB recruitment show.
You got it, Brian. Thank you.
For more information on any roles open within Good Karma Brands, head on over to goodkarmabrands.com/careers. That is goodkarmabrands.com/careers. For our producer, Chris Larson, my name is Brian Z, the director of content with ESPN Milwaukee. This has been Hired, the GKB Recruitment Show.